We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Do you remember we all used to drink milk in primary school? They used to force feed us milk.
Well, the most chaotic thing I've ever done was one day me and all the lads snuck in from yard early and went up and we got the milk cartons and we were just smacking them all over the class. So there was just milk everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, your school does not sound fun.
It was just a bit wild. It was very St. Trinian's energy.
But did you enjoy it?
I was kind of terrified the whole time. I was just going along with it, like.
That's my idea of a nightmare. We were very, like, calm and collected, I feel. Obviously, like, we could get unruly. We were boys. This sounds ridiculous. Hey, mammies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Woo! I don't feel like wooing this week. I actually don't.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry to start things off on a negative note.
You're having a tough week, are you?
It's a tough... weak girlies. Is anyone else out there with me?
It's because we're near the end of it ish.
Yeah, but like, that's offering me no consolation because I'm still having a crap week. You know what I mean?
But we'll be going out soon, like.
Will we?
Yeah.
I know, it's not that I have an issue with. Like, I'm fine with all that. I just had a bad week.
Yeah.
It's because last week as well, the weather was glorious.
Mm-hmm.
We could spend a few hours in the garden. And I don't know, this week I've just been like, oh.
Pure pathetic fallacy.
Pure leaving cert pathetic fallacy.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to bring everyone else down who's listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was trying to like bring up your spirits being like, oh, come on, we still have a laugh. Like last week I was like, come on, we go to this virtual club night. It'll be such a scream.
Yeah, and I hated it.
Me anyway, dancing away in front of the camera being like, oh my God, this is fun, isn't it? Kevin like, I hate it so much.
There was this like queer club night that we're doing like a Zoom thing on Saturday night. And I was literally like, this is my idea of hell. Because the thing is...
Oh, I had a great laugh.
But it was just... I think it was pretend fun. I think everyone else on that call as well was pretending to have fun.
I think everyone was having fun except you.
No. I beg to disagree. You weren't having fun.
I was. You can't tell me I wasn't having fun.
I can. It didn't look like your usual fun self. I definitely wasn't having fun. That's all I know.
I was, though.
Were you? That's great for you. I'm so happy you had fun. But you know what I mean, girlies? It's just getting a bit... It's going on a bit long. You know what I mean?
It is scammy.
I feel bad because I feel like we're the ones who need to perk everyone up.
No, but I know, like, but the one thing I am sick of is everyone going, stay positive. I'm like, what if we don't fucking want to?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I do feel guilty saying this, but like...
But everyone's thinking it.
Yeah, and I need to be honest as well. There's no point in me coming on being like...
Oh yeah, be weird.
It's all
then
rainbows.
I'd be like, if you were like, oh my God, I had the best week. I'd be like, why are you lying to the girls?
But also, did you have a great week?
Yeah, I did. I got food poisoning.
Okay. Okay, continue, sorry.
So I got food poisoning and I was sick on Monday.
What day? Monday.
Yeah.
Why were you in Folio on the Sunday?
Oh, you were annoying me on Sunday.
No. Why? And what was the reason I was annoying you on Sunday?
I forget.
Because you said I didn't offer to make you breakfast. You were still in the bed when I was preparing.
Lads, you know when you wake up on the wrong side of the lab?
You definitely did on the Sunday. I think that set me off.
Yeah, and everything. Kevin couldn't do anything right.
No. But yeah, girlies, it's okay to have a bad day or a bad few days or a bad week. Take comfort in the fact that even though you might think we're both very positive people here, positive girlies, which we are, we can also have our bad days.
Yeah.
That's what I want to get across. I want to reassure people that we are only human too.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
You're so annoying.
Do you know what? Also, for those of you girlies who wrote into the Instagram page to tell me some tips on getting rid of the stain from PJ's hoodie, I am very grateful for all of your help. And the baking soda and the vinegar worked a treat.
What are you on about?
I'm only revealing this to you now, but I got a small, it doesn't matter now because it's gone, but I got a small coffee stain on the sleeve of your hoodie. You know, the collusion one that you're kind of living in these days.
Yeah.
I got a... you look so confused. I got a coffee stain on the sleeve of it the other day and I was panicking. I was having a coffee, obviously. I don't know why.
In my hoodie.
Well, I'd woken up and then it was kind of raining and I was like, oh, and it's kind of cold because I only sleep in a vest and I was wearing the vest in the kitchen and your hoodie was on the banister. So I was like, oh, I'll throw that on.
What?
And then I was having my morning coffee bits and then I got pure startled. I don't know what happened and spilled a bit on the sleeve and I was up in a heap.
Is that where you were like, oh, I just washed your jumper? Because it was laying around and I was doing a whitewash.
I was screaming up the stairs. I was like, I'm doing a whitewash there. Will I pop this cream hoodie in?
And I was like, oh my God, thanks so much.
But you know what? Okay, like, sorry for that happening, obviously. But honest.
Stop brushing over like you didn't just spill coffee all over my jumper.
It's fixed. It's looking better than ever. And
I know,
well,
but allow me to react.
Okay, sorry, babe. Have your moment. Are you okay?
I can't believe.
Babe, I fixed it.
Yeah, but you broke it first.
Yeah, and then I fixed it.
Who are you, Silabang?
Oh my God, but you know what? Like, I'm never buying Vanish or any of those bits again. Vinegar?
Wait, you asked the girls on the podcast.
I put it up. I just said, guys, the future of the podcast depends on it. I'm after getting a stain. Now.
On the I'm Grandmam story.
On the I'm Grandmam story.
I'm dead.
Just because I knew the girlies would rush to our assistance.
But I didn't see it.
No, I only had it up there for a while and then a load of people started writing into me. And like, everyone was kind of saying the vinegar and the baking soda really. And then solved it.
Oh my
God. Thank
you
so much for everyone who wrote in. Your superstars. PJ was none the wiser because you've taken the hoodie since, haven't you?
Yeah.
PJ was none the wiser. And you've sorted me out. And one of the lads who wrote to me actually told me that he actually... This is kind of boring. Like, this is what has come to our quarantine content for the podcast. We're talking about washing.
We're basically that section in Take a Break that gives you tips on how to do things.
Exactly. But literally, he said he puts a small bit of vinegar into every wash he does for a bit of stain removal.
Will your clothes not be humming like you just came out of a chip shop?
I haven't done it yet, really. Like, your hoodie smells fine. I suppose if you're putting in your fabric conditioner as well, bits.
Okay. Thanks, girls.
So there's a top tip for you there, girlies. And thank you very much for saving the I'm Grandmam podcast.
But babe, it's only up from here because it's your birthday on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Kevin's birthday on Tuesday. Woo!
I know. I want to be excited.
I'm trying to get him
it.
Excited. Because I'm more excited about your birthday than you are, I'm sure.
I know. I know. Obviously excited. That's my birthday. Our birthdays are lovely. And I'm sure you'll be really nice to me. And I already got a card in the post from someone. But like...
Virtual fun?
Stop saying virtual fun. It doesn't exist. My eyes are going square from all the screen time. Honestly, between the phone, the laptop, and all the rest of the bits, I just want to shut off. After quarantine, I'm going to need another period of isolation away from technology. I actually am. I'm going to have to go on a retreat, girlies. Am I right?
But we'll definitely have to do a few Zoomy bits or a few, like, call your mam at least.
I will obviously be doing that. But you know what I mean? I'm excited for my birthday. But am I?
No, you're not at all.
I'm not.
Me like, oh my God, we have to have a laugh. We can go out, like, we'll do a cycle for our walk. We'll make, like, nice food. Have a few drinkies.
Yeah, which will be lovely. But, like, last year...
I feel like I'm drawing blood from a stone, lads.
But, like, last year we were living the life, weren't we?
Yeah, last year wasn't.
Last year you made a great effort for the birthday and we had a skitty...
We had a skitty bang.
But anyway. No, it'll be nice. I'm sure it'll be nice. Okay, let's be realistic at the same time. It's not... I'm sure you've lovely things planned and this isn't to discourage you, but...
You wait. You just wait. Because next week's ep, you're going to be ranting and raving about how unreal the birthday was. I promise you this. Remember this, listeners, because next week Kevin's going to be shook.
Okay. I mean, I'm open to being shook, I suppose. Anyway, let's follow up on this next week.
Let's pack this for now, guys. Moving on.
Okay, one thing that has made me a bit positive and has brightened my mood a bit is seeing all the people who've been doing the charity challenge thing that we started last week.
Oh my God, I love...
Lads, you're unreal. I love that it just caught on because that was something we literally came up with in the spur of the moment.
Literally. It's so lovely to see it though, isn't it? And seeing everyone's reactions to getting the cup as.
I suppose any act of kindness like that where you just do something for someone unexpectedly is always going to be nice.
And I love then that everyone's donating after and everything. Yeah. It's so lovely.
That's amazing. So yeah, keep tagging us in those if you are doing them because... And so many people message as well being like, oh my God, thank fuck, because no way in hell was I doing that 5k.
Loads of people are like, lads, thank God you made one that I can still give money to charity, but I don't have to run 5k.
Exactly. I feel like we're looking after people who couldn't be asked. You know what I mean?
I know. Jose told me if he gets tagged in it, he's going to tag me and we have to run together. Oh, and I'm kind of shit in my pants because I won't be able to do it at all.
Has it died down?
I think it has.
I feel like the charity challenge has just like taken over. Yeah.
Everyone's shaking with the caffeine. Also, Barry's. Fucking sponsor us already.
Like, Barry's, you know what? And we're not going to beg.
It's borderline homophobia at this stage.
It's borderline something because, or else they're just being like, I feel like they're being corkphobic as well.
No, I feel like one of us has wronged someone in our past and now they're head of marketing at Barry's Tea.
But you know what? This is the last time we'll say it. And if you don't get on board with us, we might just venture over to the green side.
Yeah, we might go Lions.
I always liked the look of Lions.
Maybe even PG tips.
Maybe we might even go to the British side and have a cup of PG tips. Just doesn't have the same ring, does it? No. Barry's, just give us a buzz.
Can someone just put us in contact with Barry?
Or like, yeah, where is he?
Who is Barry? I had an okay week, right? Obviously there was a hump on Sunday.
Yeah.
But
also, Monday, Tuesday. But go on. No, I let you off the Monday because
I got food poisoning and I was recovering. I looked a bit snatched, though.
Wouldn't recommend to a friend, but also you did look snatched.
I did.
But go on.
So I was kind of like a bit cranky, but then I just got full blown angry when I saw the video of that. What's that fucking dope thing that's been going around?
I don't want to give her airtime and I don't even want to mention her name because I just feel like, what an absolute clown. I'm actually mortified for her.
We're going to have to explain who she is. Or people may think we're just thinking about some like poor girl in Ireland.
I'm mortified.
So she used to be an Irish journalist or something.
So she's a former journalist. And I think she might have ran as like a political candidate at some point. I think she went for the presidency as well. Or the Senate or something. But all I can say is, should we even mention her name? I feel like I don't want to say it.
But are people going to know who she is?
Okay, her name rhymes with Emma O. I want to say Snotterty.
Snotterty, okay.
Yeah, she's a pure snot. Anyway, she's just, you know what?
She's disgusting.
She's just so rude, ignorant, and just, you know what? I feel sorry for anyone who is so full of hate. Because I'm like, imagine going around with that hate in your heart.
Like, who hurt you, Gemma?
Emma, who hurt you?
Like, who hurt her?
Do you know what I mean? But even like, and there's Gardaí out there like doing their job and trying to look after the country. You know what I mean? With everything that's going on, and they're still going out and working, whatever. And then she's just picking an issue with everything, and I'm going, you know what? Just go home to your gaff, have a cup of tea, and have a Xanax, and calm down.
Just chill out, like.
Like, just chill out. There's no need for it.
I'd love to just go up to her. And everyone always goes up to her and be like, fuck you, bitch. And all I want to go up and just go, babe, who hurt ya?
Yeah, I'd love to go up and just say, babe, I'm mortified for you. I'm actually scared for you.
Babe, I'm mortified. Can you just calm down there?
Oh, babe, I don't think you realise, but what you're doing is mortifying.
Like, when she shared that picture of that primary school class.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, she shared a photo before and it was of a primary school class in Ireland. And it was basically made up of children from all ethnic backgrounds, all different probably religions and stuff. And it was, you know what? It was so weird because I saw the photo being shared And I was so touched by it. I was like, oh my God.
It's stunning.
It's gorgeous. And I was like, look at like what a modern Ireland that's inclusive and that is just like open arm to everyone from all different backgrounds. Look at it. Isn't that beautiful that we come from that country?
Yeah.
And she was spouting hate about it, being like, this is Ireland and look at the classroom. And I was just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Imagine having nothing better to be doing than commenting on someone's class photo.
She's such a mug.
Honestly, sorry, love, but you're actually, I would just say she's so annoying.
I feel like just the way she carries on, I know this is a bit of a jump, but you all know she makes gammy mashed potatoes.
Gammy mashed potatoes. And
pure lumpy.
And I was going to say as well, is pure weird about her kids having friends over.
I bet you she makes them all take off their shoes before they come into the house.
Definitely makes the friends take off their shoes.
And if they're in the good room, they're fucking dead.
They can't move. She still has the plastic on the seats.
I feel sorry for her kids.
I feel sorry for her. I don't know if she has kids. I'm not even going to... Don't even give her the time of day or Googling her name. Just take what we're saying about her as gospel and know that she's a complete nugget.
Yeah. And for people who are listening, not from Ireland, and sees the hate coming from her, that is not the views of the Irish people.
It's not representative of our gorgeous nation. We're actually, you know what?
We're actually sound.
We're actually lovely, girlies.
We're sound girls. What else happened this week?
The rest of my week has been consumed by watching Normal People.
Oh my God. So good.
So good. And if I wasn't watching it, I was thinking about watching it. It's one of that programs where I really struggled with, do I watch this in its entirety, like the entire season of 12 episodes in the one sitting, which I could have easily done, or do I savor it?
Because I was obsessed with the book, like.
Yeah, we were both, we spoke about the book before.
Yeah.
And Sally Rooney doing all
you
the
know
bits.
We stand Sal.
You know we have to stand Sally Rooney. And you know what? I'm just so glad that this series
exists.
Does it justice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I suppose there was huge pressure on like everyone like that was involved in the series of getting it right. I don't want to talk about it too much because I think I'm going to scare him away, but I am a bit.
Paul Mescal listens to the show now, so
Paul Mescal
listens. The lead guy.
You know what? I've actually been more nervous since the start of this recording because it's become real for me that Paul Mescal listens to the podcast.
Yeah, but you're
like,
obsessed. You need to calm down.
I'm obviously, it's in a complete platonic way.
Well, I can't walk into your room when you're watching it because I'm afraid you're wanking.
Don't say that. That's awful. I'm obviously not, but Paul, if you are listening, I would love for you to blindfold me with your school tie and hit me across the back with a hurley. But that's just like, that's like separate to like, that's just like.
I feel like that's the schmood of the nation though, is it?
It's such a schmood. Oh my God. But imagine going from, I feel like we could do a whole ep on Normal People.
Paul, you're going to have to come on the show, babe.
Paul,
I'm sorry.
I promise I won't be a weirdo. I probably will be, will I? I think I won't. I feel like he's a normal fella.
I'll be in the room at all times, Paul, so you'll be safe.
Paul, if you're listening, Paul, it's totally chill. I'm a totally cool guy. Honestly, but yeah, we'll have a compa, we'll have a scream.
We're just normal people.
We'll just move on to the theme, shall we?
Yeah, so the theme for this... I need to stop doing that. So the theme for this week is fake news.
Alexa, play Rumours by Lindsay Lohan.
I love it.
A bop, an underappreciated
Rumours
bop.
By Lindsay Lohan from Spotify.
Lindsay Lohan. I love Lohan.
I love Lohan. Turn that off.
Turn it off. You know what? If we can't go to the clubs, let's bring the club to us.
This is me. This is her walking down the stairs to the dance floor. You
yeah.
Know?
Although I've never heard this being played in a club.
Oh no, like it's a travesty.
Saturday, stepping into the club. Turn it up. All around.
Drop.
I can tell that you're watching me.
It's like strobe lights.
All I'm picturing.
Green lasers.
All I'm picturing is her and Mykonos dancing to it.
Oh, really?
You know, the iconic dance.
She's in the dress she wore in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Ready?
I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being bothered. I'm tired of people lying, saying what they want about me.
Why can't they back up off me?
Why can't they make me live?
5, 6, 7.
And pause.
Alexa, stop.
I love that the first verse starts off Saturday stepping into the club, and the second verse goes in with
Here we are back up in the club.
How funny. Like the thought that went into the song, I love it.
I just love Lindsay Lohan because she always thinks that people are talking about her.
Nobody is!
And I know at one stage they were,
they
right?
They were, I suppose.
And they like harassed her whole life, right?
Yeah.
And that's why she like had a bit of a breakdown, which is obviously tragic.
Yeah, which is very sad.
But now she's like, her new bop is about people talking about her again, and I'm like,
is it? Is there a new bop again?
Her new bop in 2020 is about people talking about her.
Babe, there's no one talking about, like, I'd say people would even be shocked that we produced this bop for the theme of the episode, because is there anyone listening to Rumours by Lindsay these days?
Well, I am.
You do constantly. Love it. But you know the way she was friends with like Paris and Nicole?
Yeah.
And she was like, all those girlies were hanging around. They were hanging around with Britney as well for a bit, weren't
they?
Yeah,
they were like, that was the crew. That was like, what an iconic.
They should have released a bop between the three of them, shouldn't they, really?
I don't think we would have been able to handle
it. I don't think we'd have been ready. I still don't think we'd be ready for
it. I think if they released a bop, the amount of people who came out that year would have soared.
I only found out then recently. So, you know, Paris and Nicole aren't friends anymore.
Yeah, what?
They don't hang around anymore, apparently. Apparently, once she started getting more popular, Paris stopped inviting Nicole to bits. Because everyone was kind of talking about Paris, even though I thought Nicole
stan
was the scream on the shows.
Yeah.
But then, Nicole had a viewing party, like, of Paris's sex tape. Like, had all her friends around
iconic.
The house. And called it a night in Paris. How funny. Thanks to Fergal Magner, who's listening back in Cork, he had this info up on his Instagram during the week, and I was scandalised.
I love it.
I was living for it.
Do you think that's going to happen to us? Like, we're going to get big, and then we're going to feud, and then we're going to break up and not talk anymore?
I hope it doesn't.
Well, like, I'm not going to, but I don't know what's going to happen to you.
I don't know what I would do either.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I'm worried as well.
Sometimes you annoy me, and I do think, how could I ruin his life? I have so much dirt on you, though I easily could, but I wouldn't dream of it.
I'm too trusting. Okay, so the theme for this week is fake news, because we have people like Donald Trump going around telling people they need to inject themselves with bleach.
What a gobshite. I feel like the theme for this week just could have been gobshites, and we could have spoken about him and other gobshites like the one we mentioned previously.
What's the difference between fake news and a rumour? I think fake news comes from like a person of power, right?
Yeah, fake news has really become a thing since social media. When I think about fake news, I think about the spread of it and how dangerous it can be because of like how quickly things spread online nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just can't get over Donald Trump as a person. Like, and I know we don't talk about him a lot, but like, how can he stand up in that press conference and be like, to cure coronavirus, we should experiment with ingesting, like, disinfectant.
It's crazy.
So you once sat next to him who was, like, meant to be, like, a head medical person or something.
She was, like, she's, like, the chief medical advisor, yeah.
Yeah, and she was being absolutely sent
she
by the whole thing.
She was trauma, and she didn't know whether she should step in or, like, I'd say people around him, even, like, his, like, go-to cronies, I'd say they have to be sent by some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Do you know what I mean?
She was definitely listening to him being, like, you're hardly serious, I am. Like, in her head, her dialogue was definitely like, is he fucking real?
Am I being punked, I'd say
she
was thinking.
What the fuck is he on about?
Because that's the thing, if you were surrounded by him, like, the whole time, I suppose you'd probably be immune to it, because all he kind of chats is shit, really, isn't it?
I know, it's so weird.
Like, I even remember back to when he was elected, right, as president, and I remember, even though I don't live in the US or whatever, and I don't know if there are any Republicans listening or whatever, so sorry.
Why would that be?
Listening to two gay lads from Ireland going on about
liberal
gay
views.
Shit, liberal views. But, like, I remember, like, just an overwhelming sense of dread when he was elected, you know what I mean?
Like, all the disinfecting companies had to put out a statement to being like, girls, don't do it, it's not worth it.
But that's the thing, because I suppose he's in such a powerful position, and some people do treat what he says as gospel because they're so invested in him.
And he's the president.
And he's the president or whatever. It's so, I think it's so crazy that Donald Trump is the president. I think if that's not reassuring for anyone who's out there thinking, oh my God, I can't achieve that. Babe, Donald Trump is president of the United States. This feels like old news in itself. Like the fact that Donald Trump is president. How many times have I said that so far in the ep?
Can we get a word count on how many times Kevin said Donald Trump and president?
But like, you think that that's fake news still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what I was saying is, go follow your fucking dreams. No. No. Nothing is unattainable. Like, you can go and do what you want to do. Because there's assholes like him who are the president of a huge country.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's so weird.
It's crazy, girls.
It's crazy. What other fake news stories are out there?
Well, there's loads circulating at the moment because of Corona and because it's like mass hysteria.
One of my favourite ones I'd be skitting at is that everyone's saying those 5G towers is the reason why coronavirus exists.
The 5G. The poor 5G workers who are putting up the towers.
They do nothing to nobody. They're only trying to get people a better Wi-Fi connection or something, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, the people who are banging on about them and berating them are also the people who be crying then because they can't do like a FaceTime with their man because the connection's too shit. Yeah. Like, girls.
So fair, girlies. Don't inject any disinfectants. Stop being mean to the 5G girlies. They're only trying to do their job.
They're only doing their work. Stop setting fire to all the, like, towers and stuff.
Really?
A few people were doing arson attacks and everything to the towers.
What?
Imagine having none better to be doing.
That's a bit radical, isn't
it? I suppose the thing is, now is the time where people can, like,
they have time to be doing the arson bits.
Time to be being weird.
Like, bake a banana bread, babe.
You know what I mean?
You can burn that all you want.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Another fake news story, which I'm not even sure is fake news. I feel like it could be true news or accurate news. I just don't know how they go about it. But you know, the whole idea of the FBI, like, knowing everything that we're up to because of our phones and because of Alexa and because of, like, our internet searches and stuff. I feel like they're tracking everything.
Well, I do think that's real. Like, I do think that's not fake in my head.
I feel like it could be real.
But, like, I'm jealous of my FBI agent. He's getting a show. I'm entertaining as fuck.
Oh my God, yeah, actually. But like, if my FBI agent was watching me this week, he'd know that I was on the edge. I feel like I've been talking to myself a lot this week. And I know Rosemary said, that's me connecting with the angels. Rosemary, it's not. I'm going off my game. It's what's happening. And I'm talking to myself way more than usual.
You were laughing the other day when I was doing my worky bits upstairs. And I was like, I just hope he's on the phone.
I don't think I was, probably. But like, is it because I'm like down here by myself while you're upstairs doing your worky bits and I'm just like entertaining myself? Is it that?
Maybe it's your imagination just going wild.
Maybe. Sometimes I catch myself doing it and I think, I don't like it. You know what I mean? I'm going, why are you actually having this conversation out loud?
If anybody else is talking to themselves in choir, drop us a message.
Drop us a message and we can talk to ourselves together.
But I'd like to think that the FBI agents care about us. Like, I feel like this week he was probably concerned about you. And now, like, because we have the laptop in front of us because we're recording, my FBI agent's ringing your one and going like, oh my God, Kevin's on the up, how do you feel? And Beatrice is like, I'm just relieved.
Yeah, I feel like they'd get kind of attached to us. I suppose if they were watching us all our lives, kind of like the Truman Show, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, no, I don't think it's that, is it?
Not as advanced as that, right? But I do think, like, if an FBI agent has been watching us all our lives, or maybe they have shifts.
I hope I have just one designated one.
Yeah, I'd like to think that as well. And that they're they're a nice person and they're like proud of me.
And I picture him as like a 30 something, like ripped but not too ripped, named Jared. And like he really cares about me, but like he's straight, he has a wife, like.
Yeah.
But like he just wants to see me succeed.
He wants to see you do your best. I think
if you are listening, Jared, and you do want to come on the show, flash the light on Kevin's phone 3 times.
But Jared's not going to be able to activate my one, is he?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
I would hate to think, you know, the Alexa thing. That does scare me a bit because sometimes she'll just, like, light up. And I think she is definitely always listening.
She's like Gretchen Wieners. She's full of secrets.
But you know what? I do some amount of sleep talking. And I sleep in my Alexa, like, next to the bed. And I'd say they have a skitty bang off it. I'd say I put on some show.
Do you be talking in your sleep?
Oh, I'm at my that's why I'd be wrecked the whole time. I'd be putting on plays in my sleep. My brother Robert used to hate it. He used to, because back home, like, I had bunk beds, like, till I moved over here and I was on the top bunk. Did we talk about this before?
Babe, everybody knows about your bunk beds.
Oh, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, but if I was talking, he'd, like, just kick up the mattress and would, like, have to wake me to, like, stop me because I'd be shouting all sorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I remember I always had a fear when I was gay, when I was, like, having gay dreams, that I'd be pure, like, being gay in my sleep, you know what I mean? And, like, shouting gay bits.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
what?
I definitely was. I don't know, like, I was asleep, so I can't recall it, obviously.
That would be traumatic for your brothers. Imagine if you were, like, can I suck your dick in your sleep? You know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't thinking as crude as that, but I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think fake news is just rumours and it's just been rebranded.
Yeah, it's kind of that. It can just be as damaging, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like we've been hearing rumours since we were kids.
Yeah, I had all the rumours made up about me because like I was gay and because I was dancing and like I even remember the first panto that we did and we were wearing makeup for it and there was like me, Padraig and Pat, we were all wearing eye makeup because it was Aladdin so we had like blue eyeshadow on, so screen.
Yeah.
I remember like photos surfaced then. And obviously like pandemonium broke out and they were all saying that we were going to each other's houses like putting on makeup. They're like, no, we're actually in the panto and you're a jealous bitch.
Kids can be so mean though.
I definitely spread a few rumours as well. Like I'm going to hold my hands up and say like I definitely deflected the attention away from little old gay me at one point or another.
Yeah, I was the same. Like everyone did it because especially I think growing up gay,
yeah,
you're in constant fear because there is always that rumor going around that you're the gay one.
Like, yeah, there's a target on your back, especially like when you're like particularly effeminate, like I was and stuff. So,
but as well, just kids can be so savage. Like I remember in primary, it was so mean.
Tell me.
I remember in primary school, there was this young fella, Jonathan, right? And he was a bit chubby. Oh. And like all the popular lads used to kind of bully him because he was like shy and kind of just a bit like
different.
Awkward, a bit different. Yeah. And you know, did this happen in your primary school? But they'd be like shit all over the walls. Like, you know, in the bathroom.
Not in my primary school. I remember there definitely being shit on the walls at one point in my secondary school. Not in my primary, though.
I think it's so random. Like, why in lad schools are there, like, just shit smeared on the walls in the bathrooms?
It's crazy, isn't it? Do you remember our friend Craig, like, who's living here in London with us? He's from Mahon in Cork. One time he couldn't find his journal and then some of the lads told him to check the bathroom and he went in and some of the bullies in his class had taken a shit in his journal. Like, that's... Sorry, but that's actually...
Manky.
Barbaric. It's actually caveman shit.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like,
but anyway, and there was like poo on one of the like walls in the bathroom in like we were in fifth class or something. And then one of the popular fellas was like, oh, that's Jonathan. Like he always smears poo on the bathroom walls.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at this because it's so juvenile.
It was so sad.
Sorry, shame on me.
But then every time Jonathan went to the bathroom, like everyone would be like, oh, there he goes again, smearing the shit on the walls.
That's lazy.
And then people would be going in after and being like, oh yeah, it's still a bit wet and all this stuff. But like, I don't know where Jonathan is now, but I hope that like, he's like bossing it and like...
Yeah, I love to think that about the people who like, did have a hard time growing up, that they're all like thriving, you know what I mean? I can't remember any specific rumours that were like spread about me. I presume everyone was going around saying, oh my God, he's definitely, you know...
Oh, I spread that rumour about you, babe.
Like, that was definitely happening. I remember, like, there was this thing that happened in my estate where people started calling us nosy neighbours number 9. I don't know, should I be revealing this on the podcast? But that's the number on my house.
Oh.
And basically, they said we were pure nosy. Because basically, if anything happened in the estate, or if there was ever any like commotion or noise, my dad would always go to the living room window and look out, right? So he'd... And actually, he kind of did it... Even if there wasn't any noise, he'd always just be standing looking out. I suppose,
like the view.
I'd say he probably was a bit nosy.
Oh.
I'd say my dad is probably nosy. I feel like Irish people in general are a bit nosy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Always kind of like wondering like what's going on elsewhere, I suppose.
So there's that old Irish saying like, oh, so she has no curtains.
Yeah, that it's all that kind of a thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then people kind of, because I think of the way my house is facing, it's very exposed in the estate because we're at a corner. You know what I mean? So like, and... There's a lot of surrounding houses. I think people like latched onto that then and used to call us nosy neighbours number 9.
That's not a rumour though, babe.
No, it is. Because then they made up this rumour that my dad was head of the neighbourhood watch. As well, because of my friends, I used to hate littering. Even from a young age, I sound like the most, like, just lifeless, like, funless child.
No, you were nice.
But also, right, I just hate littering, right? And because I was the oldest out of all my group, like, there was a bit of power that came with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if they were littering, I'd be like, pick that up and bring it in home. So then they used to always be like, oh, just because your dad's head of the neighbourhood watch. And I was like, no, well, he's not, but you should just not litter. They're like, oh, well, you have to say that because your dad's, like, patrolling the park. And I'm like, he's not. I just
care about the environment.
Exactly. I don't even know it was an environment thing. I always had great respect for where I lived.
You just don't like mess.
Actually, it's that.
That's why.
It's actually that I don't like mess because we used to do this thing. I'm not sure because you're on a hill. I'm not sure if he could have done it. But we had a park cleanup, which would kind of happen the start of spring, maybe again at summer. There might be 2 a year where we'd all go around and clean the estate.
And you were weak.
Oh my God. I used to have my park cleanup outfit like ready from the night before. I used to have my marigolds on and I wore them with absolute pride. And I used to organise my friends into groups about like what areas we'd hit.
So you had the yellow rubber gloves on?
Well, I wasn't going to be picking up dirty rubbish with my bare hands.
I love it. You were such a gay little boy.
I was so gay, but I was so glam going around doing my cleaning bits.
Kim and Aggie energy.
Very that.
What a skit. But the biggest culprit for spreading the rumours was our mams.
They were the worst for it. It was like a full-time job with those girls, wasn't
it? I love it. They were all about the fake news.
But they had to. When I think about all the lies my mam told me, it was always out of like trying to protect me, I feel. Well, some of them.
Yeah, well, like some of them were just complete fibs.
Yeah, but I feel like they'd actually convinced themselves that it was truth as well.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because even to this day, right, I'm a grown up, but if I'll go back home, whatever, I'm a grown up, can I say that? What does that mean?
I'm a grown up.
I'm a grown man, mom. But if I go home and like, if I get into the car with my man.
Yeah.
And it's at night time and I turn on that middle light, like there is war. Isn't it just berserk? The pandemonium that ensues if you turn on that middle light when you're driving.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's illegal. We'll be stopped by the police.
Is it illegal?
No, it won't.
I don't think it
be
is.
Be stopped by the police.
Another one is if your mum ever goes, stick out your tongue. And I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be black. There's going to be a black line on it.
That's brilliant because you know what? It was actually good teaching for me because I taught at a few summer camps for kids, like teaching them dancing and stuff. That could be a whole ep in itself. I had such a scream doing the acting and dancing and singing summer camps with the kids. But I used that trick going forward with my camps and I used to... But all children believe it and they're like, they won't show you their tongue. Or if you tell them to stick out their tongue and you tell them it's black, they're like, oh my God. And you can just tell like the disappointment in their faces.
But like when I was younger, once or twice, they were like, you're lying. I'm like, I'm not. And they go, stick out your tongue. And I do. And they're like, it's black. And I'm like, but I'm not lying.
And you convince yourself then that you
and
are.
And then I was like, that's obviously a flawed system. My tongue must just like go black like sometimes.
When you're embarrassed.
Even when I'm not lying.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so like distraught.
And paranoid about it.
Yeah. What other ones were there? Come on, let's reel off a few.
My mum used to have... You know the way I told you, like, my mum didn't really let me go on bouncy castles because, like, for fear of, like, me breaking my neck and stuff.
Yeah.
So she'd always tell me a story about a child who, like, died from jumping on a bouncy castle and broke their neck to scare me from doing it. Because that's the way it works. So I'd be so scared of doing something. Like, another instance where she did that was So, like, you know, if I was having a bowl of Krispies in the morning, like, for my breakfast, I used to love Krispies. I never really get Krispies anymore. Pure plain.
Like Rice Krispies.
Yeah, obviously. I hate
that you shorten them to Krispies. No, I love it. I decided I love it. No, I decided I love it now.
Everybody does.
No, it's the first time I heard it.
Krispies.
Krispies.
I never call them Rice Krispies.
I love it.
What do you want for breakfast? Krispies.
I love the way you say it as well.
I love the way I say it too.
Krispies.
But you know, if I was ever like eating them, and if I was like getting my face kind of too close, like, and this even like couldn't have occurred that regularly, right? Because presumably I'd have just been eating them. But she'd always say, she'd be like, don't put them near your face, because before someone snorted a crispy and ended up in their brain and killed them. And then I had this fear.
Your mum used to just give you horror stories of death.
That's what happened. But it worked, because like, I remember, like, I'd probably be scared to this day to get a Rice Krispie near my nose. I just said Rice Krispie. But you know what I mean?
Get
I
actually crispy. Would.
Because she had convinced me that, like, someone had died from it. Or sometimes what she would do is, and she told, like, she's told me this, that when we were younger, if she saw us doing something that she didn't like, she wouldn't stop us in the moment. But the next day, she'd try and incorporate it into conversation. So, like, one time, like if I was like playing with a pen or like had it near my nose and stuff, like she wouldn't stop me there and then. But the next day she was like, yeah, there was a boy there in the news, it's very sad, he put a pen up his nose and it hit his brain and he's dead. She used to just say everyone died. I was petrified.
That is terrifying.
It's kind of chaotic now looking back, isn't it?
Oh my god, if you're ever doing something that's annoying me, I'm gonna be like, Kevin, you know the way some guy just cleaned the counter one too many times when I was trying to cook and he died.
He died from dental inhalation.
Another one of the ones that I remember speaking on stuff going into your nose. If you eat like a seed in an apple and someone's own apple tree is going to grow in your stomach now.
Yeah.
I was up to 90.
I used to be very scared of that.
I thought I was going.
And along with that was the chewing gum. I still have a fear of chewing gum, actually. Is there a word for that? For fear of swallowing it and it staying in my stomach for 7 years.
Oh, really?
That's what we were told. You couldn't swallow it.
But doesn't meat stay in your stomach for, like, longer than that?
Years. I told you about the story about my old singing teacher whose fiancé had the colonic irrigation.
No.
And she'd been a vegetarian. Now, again, this is fake news, probably, as we're talking about it. But she did, back at the early millennium when the colonic irrigation was very popular. So he was my singing teacher. His wife, I believe she is now not fiancé, was a dancer. A load of the dancers were getting the clonic irrigation done. You know the way dancers always
for the laugh.
Latch on to the latest like health trends.
It'll make you more flexible.
That kind of thing. Anyway, but she had been vegetarian for 7 years. And apparently all that came out of her in the clonic irrigation was a load of red meat. But now...
That's fake news. Even the delivery, I knew it was fake news.
That's true.
Because that's how Irish mammies deliver the fake news to each other.
Yeah.
Come here to me. Did you hear? Preceded by fake news.
Mammies are professional fake news anchors.
I just can't deal with your mam.
Telling me that I was going to die from everything.
It's brilliant.
Actually, looking back, like, it definitely worked, I suppose, in that sense. I wouldn't think it's the most healthy of methods to discourage... behaviour that you didn't want from your child, but it definitely worked.
And I will be adapting it for my child.
Completely.
My mam didn't do this, right?
Right.
But I heard other parents did, that when the ice cream van was playing music, it means they've run out of ice cream. Isn't that sadistic?
That's crazy. Now, we didn't even get a look in with the ice cream man, because my mam, again, used to say that...
Someone died,
that he used to just, like, piss in the van and never wash his hands. Like, that's so awful for the ice cream van drivers out there. But she used to say that they were like manky with dirt, which some of them could be. That I'm not tarring them all with the same brush. But we used to, like, I was never even enticed by the idea of an ice cream van when that van came into the park.
Oh, you know I loved an ice cream.
Yeah, you loved it, did you?
I was weak.
No, I loved ice cream. I just didn't get it from the ice cream man.
No, based on my size when I was younger, I wish my mam did tell me when the music played he ran out of ice cream. You know what I mean? It would have saved me.
Yeah, she could have helped you out a bit.
Yeah, helped me out a small bit there, man.
But as well... You'd be like, well, why is it playing every time it comes into the estate? Do you know what I mean?
You'd be like, he never has ice cream.
Yeah, like, he must be making a sin.
I'm sorry, but the kids that believe that you're slow.
Were pure thick, weren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, kids, but you were thick.
One of the biggest lies my mam ever told me growing up was that all my freckles will join together and make a tan. So like,
yeah, that's not true, is it?
So I used, obviously not fame.
No, but also, no, it's not. I don't know why I'm questioning it.
I used to get mocked so much when I was younger. People saying like, oh, you could play join the dots on your face with all the freckles or all this stuff. And my mum used to say, don't worry, hon. Like, when you're older, they're all going to join together and make a lovely tan. And then I used to go back into school and be like, yeah, whatever. Like, but when I'm older, I'm going to have a lovely tan and you're going to be all pale.
Did you say that?
Yeah, to the bullies.
I love that. Getting back at him.
And it was only when I got older when I realised, I was like, they're not joining together.
Yeah, but I love your freckles.
Oh, I'm weak for them.
Yeah, I love your freckles. Pure Irish, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, so that was like a nice lie. But like,
yeah, there's nice lies as well.
Still
I
made
suppose.
A fool out of me though.
No, because you're laughing now because you've gorgeous freckles. You know what I mean?
I'm Jesse J. Who's laughing now?
Who's laughing now?
But the biggest platform for spreading fake news has to be WhatsApp.
The mammy WhatsApp chats.
Mammy WhatsApp detectives.
I would love to know what goes through a mammy's mind before they click send on the fake corona news that they're sending in the WhatsApp chats.
I blame one too many episodes of it, Law and Order.
That's probably it in your case. Your mum was weak for Law and Order, was she?
Yeah. She does believe the hype a bit. Because obviously, like, they'd get this piece of text and it seems really official. I want to know who writes them.
Yeah, who actually sits at home and, because like, that's a full time gig.
They wake up and go, what havoc do I want to cause today?
Yeah, like, imagine just dedicating your time to that. It is kind of funny though.
Yeah, but it's not when shit like this happens. Like, a fella in work's nan, they found out that she was blow drying her face for 20 minutes a day because she got a WhatsApp saying that that, like, prevents the coronavirus.
Well, that's, now I'm smiling, but it's also heartbreaking. That's breaking so my heart.
Like, imagine
bit.
An old woman blow drying our face. Stop doing it, babe.
Yeah, but stop doing the action of it, because that's what's making me laugh and people are going to think I'm insensitive.
It's so sad.
It's so
But like,
sad.
There's so much misinformation there. There was other, loads of other stuff going on.
What about
around.
The mums who were washing all their groceries that were coming from their online shopping order? And they were bathing all the groceries in the bath.
Do, for what?
They were to disinfect them. So they were like, putting like disinfectant, running a bath, and they were putting all the groceries through it. Like, everything that was in packaging, all the fruit and veg, they were putting it in a bath.
Oh
now,
my God.
I don't know if this was a widespread thing. I saw one image online.
Okay.
But I presume she wasn't the only one doing it.
I feel like it was some propaganda by Lush.
Probably. Their sales were probably way down.
They were like, fuck. I just think the memes are the funniest, like people tweeting being like, my mum has just graduated from the University of WhatsApp with a degree in criminology.
I love that.
I love it. But like, sometimes my mum be ringing me and she'd be telling me something. I'm like, where's the source for this information?
Where's the source? That's what you need to question.
Yeah.
My mum's not really bad for that.
Yeah, my mum's not too bad either.
But there are mums out there who wake up in the morning and they're waiting for that chaotic WhatsApp to come through so they can spread it.
They definitely come downstairs, they pour their tea and they go, okay, what's the briefing? I feel like some of them have, you know, them walls in their gaff with all the little, like, pins and all the little different, like, diagonal tread. Okay, favourite section of the week time.
Mam knows best.
Mam knows best.
Over to you. What was the question for your mum this week? I'm pure nonchalant these days when we're doing this section because I feel like we can kind of rest on our laurels a bit, you know what I mean?
This is when our mums take over.
Yeah, exactly. So like, we can kind of like take a breather.
So, the question this week for my mum is, how to deal with rejection from a guy? Okay. I have my opinions on that, girl, but I let my mum take the first whack. Dear listener, we are all human and like to be accepted by everybody, especially someone that we like and are attracted to ourselves. Now let's remember, we can't please everybody and you need to accept that. It's his loss if he doesn't want to start something with you. There are plenty of fish in the sea who will be grateful to have a relationship with you. Love always, kiss.
I love that.
I love that. My mum always just hypes them up.
Yeah.
But like, I agree. That was the thing I was going to say. Girl, if you got rejected from a fella, it's his loss. Keep walking.
Yeah, and I know it's not easy, especially like if you're, you know, really going after this person, right? But I sometimes like try and take a step back and think about how feckin' big the world is and how many other boys there are out there, you know what I mean? Or girls or whatever. Like, the gaff is huge, so it's like there's going to be someone that you're mad for and is mad for you. That's what I tell myself when I get panicky about the fact that I've never been in a relationship at the age of 27. Next week, 27.
Woo!
Anyway.
But what's for you won't go past you, basically.
Okay, so the question for my mum is, my boyfriend is staying up till all hours and sleeping all day during this lockdown. I find this so annoying. He's an antichrist when it comes to going on a walk. He's allergic and I've given up. I love a good walk. I don't know why I'm laughing at that. I love a good walk. Sorry. I'd be happy if he came at me even one day. Fingers crossed emoji. I have tried this and he whinges that it's too long, too boring and pointless. Anyways, was chatting to my sister and a few of my friends, and this is also the experience with their fellas. Shocked emoji. Is this life, it's so depressing, or am I an over-the-top control freak and need to chill? Any advice or insight would be great. Thanks so much. Kiss.
You find walking hilarious, so yeah.
No, I just, I you know what, I'm in such a weird humour this evening. I don't know what's up with me. Anyways, so my mum said, routine and structure went out the window when this virus came. Staying up half the night and in bed all day was something we would have enjoyed on our day off or chilling out at the weekend. But now that we're in lockdown and most of us not working, it has become the norm for some. While you clearly enjoy going for a walk, your boyfriend just doesn't see the point. It's like a load of other activities. You're either into it or you're not. I know someone who paid €1,200 for an exercise bike at the start of this lockdown and she hasn't used it yet.
Shade.
I wonder who that is, because I'd love to get my hands on an exercise bike for the gaff.
Really?
I'd love to be doing it, and then I could do like online ones and stuff with the girlies. Anyway, maybe the motivational wiring in our heads is temporarily out of sync with everything else that's going on around us. I think all you can do really is try and encourage him to get in a bit of exercise for his well-being. Keep walking, you girl, and you never know, someday he might just surprise you.
That's fair enough, though. Like, maybe he just doesn't want to walk, you know?
Like, I remember when we got this through first and I read it out to you and I was kind of going, would he not just go on a walk with her? But also, that's coming from me, who's someone who enjoys my walk and going out, but he might just be happy out playing his Xbox or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know what you, it's hard because like, when I'm a Jose as well, sometimes we like to do completely opposite things. So like, I love going out and stuff, he doesn't really like it. Or like, he'd like to like chill in all day and I want to go out and like do walkie bits. Yeah. But like, you have to, if you really wanted to come walk with you, you have to sit down and be like, it's really upsetting me that you don't want to come walk with me. Is there any chance you'd come out like one day a week? Like, at least. Like, I don't mind walking the rest of the time by myself, but like, would you not go for a walk one day a week?
Yeah, maybe not 7 days, like, maybe not every day of the week, like, but like, I think, yeah, just, I think reiterate to him that it is kind of upsetting you, but also, like, can't make him do anything that he doesn't want to, ultimately.
I wouldn't approach angry. I would just be like, ah, babe, this is really upsetting me. Like, I just want to do something with you that's not in the house.
Imagine not wanting to go for... That's what I think I find hard to wrap my head around. Imagine not wanting to go for a walk. My walks have been my saving grace.
I know, but some people just feel so, like, they just want to chill, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
He's definitely playing Call of Duty, is he?
He's definitely just playing Call of Duty, isn't he?
I don't know what the fascination is with Call of Duty.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't think you're allowed to play if you're gay, are you? They're gamers.
There's gamers. G-A-Y-M-E-R-S. Gamers. Yeah, do they like Call of Duty?
Defos, I say.
Because I don't mind playing some games.
Like Sims.
Sims or Bust a Move. Do you remember Bust a Move for the PS1?
The one on the dance mat?
No, not the dance mat. It was for the PS1. And had the most iconic soundtrack. Just look up on YouTube, if you don't have a PlayStation 1 and don't know what the game is, just look up Bust a Move Bops. Now, maybe say tracks. I'm not sure if it's more for bops. But there are some. I used to always be Kitty N. Kitty N. That's the way they used to introduce it. If you know, you know. I'm rambling.
I love it.
Anyway, girlies.
That was Mam Knows Best.
That was Mam Knows Best.
So if you are to take away anything from this episode, don't believe what you hear, girlies.
Don't believe everything you hear. And also, fake news can be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, and I think what we've learned is that we need to have more scathing exposés in 2020.
I feel like there's definitely a need for more scathing exposés.
I think someone needs to give me and you a Netflix show where we go around and do scathing exposés on fake news.
Fake news, but also just like mundane things like that most people like, who wouldn't listen to the podcast would just be like, what are they doing a scathing expose on this far? Like sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or the ice cream vans, like, because that's another kind of...
Well, we all know my theory about the ice cream vans being drug fronts.
Yeah.
And everybody's with me, girlies. I have the backing of the people.
So that's this week's ep, girlies.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed all the little lies and the fake news and all the rest of it. And
I'm pure in the mood to listen to Fleetwood Mac now.
Yeah, I was thinking of Tell Me Lies all the way through that air.
I love it.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Baby, tell me lies.
I love when you put that on the record player.
I just feel like a hipster dickhead.
Yeah, I feel like I could be anywhere in the world and I'm just living my life.
Living my truth.
You know what I mean?
We're such wankers.
I remember that time I had a fella, I got on a date with him and he came back here. Not for like bits. Although it might have been, I can't remember. Anyway, but I had known that he was coming back from that day and I had the record player. You were away. I had the record player set up in my room. So, you know, I just for him to think that I was a bit cooler with all the recordy bits.
Kevin always takes the stuff I have in my room and puts it into his room to impress people calling over.
No, no, I don't.
So that's it, girlies. Keep the heads up. Stay positive. Yeah. We got this.
We all have our bad weeks like I did.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, just, it's a case of how well you can get back up. What's the expression?
When I knock me down, get back again, you're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down.
That's it from us, girlies. Take care.
Take care, girlies. Bye. Bye. Love bye, you, bye.
Love
bye.
You all. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. And that's not fake news. Bye. 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 Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.